ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6. Text 25. Etavad uktvo pararama tanmahat bhutam nabho lingam alingam ishwaram aham chatasmai mahatam mahiyase sishna vanamam विदधे अनुकंपितः. एतावद् उक्त्वो परमा एतावद् उक्त्वो परराम तन्महद् भूतं मभो लिंगं अलिंगमीश्वरम् अहं च तस्मै महतां महीयसे शीर्ष्णा वनामं विदधे अनुकंपितः. एतावद् उत्वो परराम तन्महद् भूतं नभो लिंगमलिंगमीश्वरम् अहं च तस्मै महतां महीयसे शीर्ष्णा वनामं विदधे अनुकंपितः. एतावत् दस उक्त्वा स्पोकन उपरराम स्टॉप्ड तत् दैट महत् ग्रेट भूतम् वंडरफुल नभः लिंगम पर्सोनिफाइड बाय साउंड अलिंगम अनसीन बाय द आईज ईश्वरम द सुप्रीम अथॉरिटी अहम आई च ऑल्सो तस्मै अंटु हिम महताम द ग्रेट महीयसे अंटु द ग्लोरिफाइड शीर्ष्णा बाय द हेड अवनामम ओबेसेंसेस विदधे एग्जीक्यूटेड अनुकंपितः बीइंग फेवर्ड बाय हिम. Translation, then that supreme authority personified by sound and unseen by eyes, but most wonderful, stopped speaking. Feeling a sense of gratitude, I offered my obeisances unto him, bowing my head. Please repeat, then that supreme authority. personified by sound, and unseen by eyes, but most wonderful, stopped speaking, feeling a sense of gratitude, I offered my obeisances unto him, bowing my head. Stand near the Charanamritam. Purport: that the personality of Godhead was not seen but only heard does not make any difference. The personality of Godhead produced the four Vedas by his breathing, and he is seen and realized through the transcendental sound of the Vedas. Similarly, the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, is the sound representation of the Lord, and there is no difference in identity. The conclusion is that the Lord can be seen and heard by persistent chanting of the transcendental sound. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripaha tamaham bande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramanandamadhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Ram Hare Hare. Om Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Samit Namane Namo Chari Padaya Mataya Kupapadaya Nekurakata Damadaya Nagaragramadarani. Then that supreme authority personified by sound and unseen by eyes, but most wonderful, stopped speaking. Feeling a sense of gratitude, I offered my obeisances unto him, bowing my head. So this is the final darshan, an experience that Narada Muni is having with Krishna. He heard Krishna, and three wonderful points that are mentioned here. One is that the personality of Godhead was not seen but only heard does not make any difference. Not being seen but being heard doesn't make any difference. Our process is by hearing. So, in the Bhagavatam also it is mentioned, Shrutekshita Pataha, that by hearing you can see. Our path is by hearing we can see. We don't have to actually see in order to believe. But by simply hearing, we can actually get to know. We can get to realize. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadramaiki. Shrutekshita Pataha, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained. Ikshitaha. Shruta Ikshita Pataha. You will be able to understand by hearing. That is why hearing is very important. And Krishna is talking to Narada Muni. And here you should not think talking just means a physical talking through the ears. It is not only that. Just like when Prabhupada is saying here, similarly, the Bhagavad Gita is a sound representation of the Lord, and there is no difference in identity. Bhagavad Gita, you know, many people, I'm just giving some seminars, no, Gita Life. So, they were asking and I was explaining to them. Krishna took about 40 to 45 minutes to speak the whole Bhagavad Gita. And Arjuna, within those 40-45 minutes, completely understood and fought the war. Even if you start chanting those 700 shlokas of the Bhagavad Gita, you will take 2 hours, chanting alone. Even if you do it very fast, 2.5 hours to 2 hours you will take. So, we will take, because we are completely enmeshed with the material understanding, we are subjected to sound vibration on the material level. But what Krishna spoke is not simply sound, it's not material sound. What Krishna spoke is absolute truth. And that sound of the absolute truth is transcendental. That's why Arjuna was completely fixed in hearing that in a transcendental way. He just absorbed it and immediately he was asking questions. It's communication of a very high level. It's not sound communication. That speaker doesn't work sometimes, and that doesn't work sometimes, and what you hear, you cannot hear sometimes. This is material sound. It's material sound. But this is soul to soul sound. Immediately connects. Immediately connects. I always wondered how those days, without a mic, they were speaking to such huge assembly of sages. How Shukadeva Goswami spoke, and there were so many sages, and he was speaking. It was not that he had a voice with the mic and amplifier incorporated or something. He was speaking, and they were all fixed in hearing. Somewhere there, they were hearing. Ladies were sitting far away and hearing. How is it that they heard? How is it that they heard? No doubt that there was material sound also involved, there was voice involved. But that alone is not the factor. See? There is a certain different dimension about sound, which is transcendental sound. When the soul is fixed in hearing, fixed in understanding Krishna, then automatically that role is played by Krishna. He is in the heart as super soul. And awakens realization of what is heard. Then you fully hear. You are 100% hearing when you are tuned in and you are immediately getting understanding of it, realization of it. You see? Because this is not ordinary sound. Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padma Vinihrishta. The Gita Mahatmyam it is mentioned. Mukha Padma, from the lotus mouth of the Supreme Lord, the Bhagavad Gita, was spoken. So the sound produced by the Lord is not ordinary sound. That is why, what to speak of the sound produced by the Lord, Prabhupada is saying, his breathing itself is the Vedas. That is how the Vedas are created. Then what to speak of it when he speaks? It will be more potent. Isn't it? He is directly speaking. That's why the Bhagavad Gita is mentioned here. The Vedas are his breathing, the Bhagavad Gita is his speaking. Complete essence of the Vedas comes out of Krishna's lotus mouth. That is why we chant the Gita. Because those words came out of the lotus mouth of the Lord. Saying, my dear Arjuna, O Parantapa, Dhananjaya, hear me, I tell you this. This personality of Godhead, personally speaking to Arjuna. That is a very potent effect. Very powerful effect. Transformation from inside. So, Krishna is speaking and Prabhupada said he can speak. There is a nice conversation of Prabhupada. We may wonder, oh, Narada Muni really heard from Krishna, wonderful. It's a nice conversation of Prabhupada speaking to people. And then there is a guest he is speaking to. And that guest is asking, does Krishna speak to you? And Prabhupada is saying, yes. He says, yes. And then he is doubtful. He again rephrases the question a different way. Do you actually speak to Krishna? And again Prabhupada said, yes. And this person is wondering, what is this? I mean, he is speaking, he says he speaks to Krishna. And immediately the devotee next to him says, no, when Prabhupada says he speaks to Krishna, it means that, you know, like he interpreted immediately. Prabhupada stopped him and said immediately, Krishna speaks to me. Full stop. He stopped his disciple from saying, giving any other explanations, Krishna speaks to me. He means it. He's trying to give another interpretation, he stopped him and said, no. So, I have a feeling inside, somewhere deep down, that's not possible. That's not possible. Don't have faith. You see. So when we hear Krishna spoke to Narada Muni, it is something very interesting. It is very, very powerful. It's not ordinary. You must know that these things happen, and this is the meaning of transcendental life. This is the meaning of spiritual life. You can't think it won't happen. It will happen because it's normally not happening to all of us. And normally we may not be qualified. Doesn't mean there is not somebody who is qualified to whom it will happen. We should never assume things like that. In the material world, normally transcendental things are not possible. Right. And in Kali Yuga, it is even more not possible. You see. Prabhupada said that in previous times, Krishna was visiting and going, all great sages were coming and going, because there were great souls on the planet. When Yudhishthira Maharaj was there, for his association, people came from different planets. Narada Muni would come to see him, he's an interplanetary travel preacher, would come to see him. Krishna came to see the Pandavas, look after them, right? So it's not that it's impossible. In this age, it's not possible maybe. Prabhupada said that demigods used to come before. And in Kali Yuga, he said they'll not come here even to pass urine. There's nobody around here. They're all very sinful people. He said they won't even use it as a toilet to pass urine. So bad. Nobody. All very low class individuals. Right? But when people like Prabhupada come, even Narada Muni comes. In Ratiyatra, you know that famous Ratiyatra, when Prabhupada was very ecstatically happy. And in the Ratiyatra, I think he told, did you see Narada Muni? Did you see? And then we were all stunned. I mean, he said, he is coming and laughing how the mlechas are being made to chant Hare Krishna and get liberated. Narada Muni is so thrilled. What you are doing? You have just made all these people chant Hare Krishna. And later Prabhupada in the program, he said put an asana for Narada Muni. He had an asana put separately for Narada Muni. This Prabhupada is seeing Narada Muni, Prabhupada speaking to Krishna. He is not from this world. And constantly he is associated and in touch. So Narada Muni came even in Kali Yuga, and he came to America to see Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada preaching. Although it is Kali Yuga, and Prabhupada said even the demigods won't come here to pass urine. Why? Because Prabhupada is there. And some powerful activity of Harinam Sankirtan is going on, and people are taking up and they are chanting the holy name of the Lord in a country, in a place filled with all Yavanas and Mlechas. So that's a great event going on. So pure devotee of the Lord comes to see. So wherever there is devotion, wherever there is a pure devotee of the Lord, wherever there is sincere rendering of devotional service, Krishna will be present. Of this we must have no doubt. We may not see him, like it's mentioned. It doesn't matter if you don't see him. But he is present in transcendental sound. This is faith. When we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How much faith do we have that Krishna is present in transcendental sound? that the name of Krishna, Vachyam Vachakam Iti Bhavati Nama Swarupa Swayam Purva Smat Parameti, it's mentioned in the Namashtakam, that the person who has that sound, Vachyam Vachakam, Krishna and the name of Krishna, they are both transcendental. And out of both of them, the sound of Krishna is greater. Why? Because it's more merciful. That we know, but somehow we don't have that faith. So the thing is that not being connected with Krishna when we chant the holy name means not having the faith that the sound represents Krishna. When we have faith, then as soon as we are chanting, then we are supposed to be having tears in the eyes. This is the prayer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am not having attraction for the holy name. In the Sikshashtakam, Lord Chaitanya prays. What is it, Shloka? Nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadgada rudayaggira pulakai nichitam vapukada tavanama grhane bhavishyati. Right? There's another shloka also which says, I'm not able to. Anyway, the point is that when we understand that the sound vibration, transcendental sound, Shabda Brahma, is non-different from the Lord, non-different from Krishna, and can give us an experience like that, then it means that we have developed faith. Seeing Krishna is not very important. So how is it that sound represents the Supreme Lord? You see, this is different sound. It attracts us. Mundane sound always attracts us. It can quickly attract us away from transcendental sound. It can distract us. This is material life. You see, Narada Muni, it's mentioned Dhruva, when he was meditating, based on the transcendental sound that Narada Muni gave him, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, he chanted it with such intensity and such deep focus that everything else for him became zero. He became oblivious of everything else around him. He couldn't hear anything. He could hear only the chanting that he was doing. That is why his chanting was so intense and absorbing that it sucked out the air, and the entire universe, people were suffering. And they had to go right up to, you know, the Lord, Brahma, and onward, and then Krishna came. It's mentioned that everything disappeared. Transcendental sound can fix the soul so deeply because it is non-different. Namo namina abhedaha. The name of the person and the name of the Lord, name of Krishna, and Krishna, there is no difference. So, when Narada Muni had an experience of Krishna speaking to him, it was a direct experience of Krishna for him. There is no difference between the sound vibration of the Lord and the Lord. That is mentioned repeatedly. That is why we chant Hare Krishna. There is a very big, deep philosophy behind the chanting of the holy name. How simply by chanting we are directly associating with Krishna, and we may know it, we may not know it. If you want to personally associate with Krishna, it means many different things. But Krishna has become so merciful that he has entered your realm and is giving association simply through the chanting of his holy name. When you vibrate his holy name, Prabhupada said, you can touch Krishna. You can touch Krishna. See? So it is amazing. When we think of that, we can understand how merciful the Lord can be, that He can enter our mouth, be on our tongue simply by chanting His name. That's why, although He was unseen, Narada Muni was very happy and pleased. Although unseen by the wise, but most wonderful. How is it that he is appreciating Krishna without seeing Him? Stopped speaking, feeling a sense of gratitude. That's very important, that we don't take it for granted that it is Krishna's duty to look after me. He is God. I don't have any such responsibility. It's God's business to make me God conscious. It's God's business. If He wants me to believe in Him, He has to do the work, not me. This is the general attitude of a conditioned soul. What have I got to do with it? I mean, I don't care. The small children are like that. They don't know that they have to look after themselves. It's father's business. It's the mother's duty. I just have to play. I don't have to worry about it. Very immature. But as a person grows in Krishna consciousness, he understands that it is only because the Lord's mercy, he needn't have to show it. It is because of his attention that he has given to me that I am able to appreciate Krishna consciousness. And then we become grateful. We become very grateful. That I don't deserve it. Actually, I really don't deserve it. But you have offered it to me. And you have forced me to accept it. And therefore, I am very grateful to you. Being grateful for being engaged in devotional service, that is very purifying. If we are not grateful, then we don't make very great progress in spiritual life. That's why you will see repeatedly Lord Chaitanya, he speaks words of gratefulness to his devotees. All of you have been so kind to me. All of you have been giving me your association. If not for you, what would I do? In this way, Lord Chaitanya kept on praising the devotees for association he gave for his devotional service. See, being very grateful. There's a lot mentioned about people who are not grateful, or rather ungrateful. And their destination is spoken about in the Puranas. Lots of stories. Ungratefulness. What does it mean? What does it mean to say that somebody is not grateful? It means that he does not recognize that devotional service is coming by the personal desire and volition of somebody to you. Somebody has desired to engage you in service. Somebody has decided you should do the seva. Unless somebody does that to you, normally we never engage in service. So we are always very grateful to the Supreme Lord. We are always very grateful to Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We are always very grateful to all our seniors for engaging us in devotional service. This is a big thing. Otherwise we will be engaged in the material world in all sorts of horrible activities. It's so rare. Chanting Hare Krishna is so rare. Being in the association of devotees is so rare. Reading Bhagavat is so rare. So if somebody makes you do it, you have to be very grateful to him. If somebody makes you perform devotional service, you'll be very grateful to him. You see. So that's why Prabhupada, when he was told by one of his disciples, Prabhupada, I was in the ditch, such a low level of existence, the material existence. How is it that I find myself all of a sudden rendering very sophisticated service in the company of many Vaishnavas? So Prabhupada said, always don't forget the ditch from where you came. Remain humble. Remain grateful. Another occasion he said, I brought you good fortune. I am the person who did that to you. In other words, he was saying, never forget to be grateful, never forget being humble. From where we came, we should always remember. In this way, we can remain grateful. See? This way, we can remain grateful. So many of the great devotees of Lord Chaitanya, whenever they met Lord Chaitanya, they showed their gratefulness. If not for your mercy, what would have happened? So we are grateful is a good quality. We need to make effort to be grateful. We should not take it casually. We may not have to be very grateful to people in this material world, but we must definitely be very grateful to persons who bring us spiritual life. Normally speaking, even those who keep us in the material world, we should be very grateful to them. So here Narada Muni is feeling a sense of gratitude. Feeling a sense of gratitude because Krishna, he knew, need not have come to him to have spoken to him because he was not qualified. And Krishna himself says that you are not qualified now to come to me, but I am speaking to you. And that is my special mercy on you. And as soon as that is shown, Narada Muni felt great gratitude. I am not qualified. I am not fit. Still the Lord is speaking to me. That is His great mercy. And out of feeling of great gratefulness, he paid obeisances. Immediately, I offer myself. In gratitude, I belong to you. Feelingly. So that's why when we come in front of the deities, when we come in front of Prabhupada, we should always remember with gratefulness that we have been saved. That Srila Prabhupada came to this world. He has spoken the message of Krishna so powerfully. And by that great act and service, we are able to take up devotional service. Similarly, in front of the deities, you have manifested yourself here. For us, for me, that I may be able to offer my service to you. Although you are supremely independent, abhijna swarat, and you don't need to do any of these things, still you have appeared, and that is your mercy. And I am so grateful for your appearance. I am so grateful that I am able to exist performing devotional service. It's not an ordinary thing. The more we appreciate devotional service, the more grateful we can become to those who help us in devotional service. It's because of the material nature and the material mind, we make everything very ordinary. We think it to be ordinary. And even in our spiritual life, we will, as soon as we think it to be ordinary, it will become mechanical. Our chanting will become mechanical, our relationships will become mechanical, our devotional service will become mechanical. It is very special. And we should repeatedly know, when we go to the outside world, we see how things are. And when we associate with devotees, come to the temple, we should know that this is very special. It's not like the rest of the world. And that is a gift of Krishna. So we become very grateful, especially to Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We should remain very grateful, and we should not remain just grateful by lip service. I am very grateful to you, I am very grateful to you, very grateful to you. Prabhupada says in the Nectar of Devotion, simply being conscious alone is not enough. We have to show activity. It's an amazing phrase. You may be, my Krishna consciousness is awakened. I am very conscious of Krishna. So what do you do after that? You sit and dwell in your Krishna consciousness and enjoy it. Prabhupada is saying, simply being in consciousness is not enough. One must exhibit activity in that consciousness. So when we say, Prabhupada, I am very grateful to you, it's not enough if you sit down in front of the Vigraha of Prabhupada and pray. That you must do in the morning maybe when you do Guru Puja. The rest of the day Prabhupada wants you to go out and distribute his books. Meet people and give this message to others. save people. That way you'll be most grateful to Prabhupada. That way you'll be most grateful to Guru and Krishna. This is how you show your gratefulness. To carry out the message of God, that is gratefulness. Genuine gratefulness Krishna notices. But if we make ourselves very comfortable in Krishna consciousness, seek comfort and sit down and enjoy, that is not gratefulness. You see? Therefore, showing gratefulness also means acting. That is why Narada Muni's gratefulness is shown by him preaching all over the universe, all over the planets. Because of this mercy that I got, I am grateful to the Lord. He paid his obeisances, but in his lifetime after lifetime, he has been preaching and making so many people understand Krishna, bring them back to the shelter of Krishna. This is gratefulness. This is gratitude. If you want to show gratitude to me, Prabhupada said, if you want to show your love to me, cooperate and move this institution forward. Show your love, show your gratitude, show all these things by action. Not in words alone, in feelings and emotions alone. I feel great gratitude and you may cry, fine. So now do something about it. Do something about it. So, the experience by transcendental sound drives us to feel deeply about the mercy of the Lord. And because we feel deeply the mercy of the Lord, we feel grateful for the Lord. And immediately we should move and we should serve the Lord with our mind, body, words, wealth. Spread the message of Krishna consciousness. That is the real meaning of the effect of transcendental sound on you. You are awakened by transcendental sound, that means that you should serve. And the service we do with great humility and we offer to the Lord with no possession, no rights over it. We don't have to get attached to the service itself. We don't have to possess the results of it. We don't have to possess that service. It's all Krishnarpanam. That's why Krishna is saying, Yat Karoshi, Yat Ashnasi, Yat Juhosi, Dadasi, Yat Tapasyasi, Kaunteya, Tat Kurushva Madarpanam. Offer to me. This is gratefulness. Very important to practice that. Om Tat Sat, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Any comment or question? It's mentioned here that the Vedas came out of the breathing of the Lord and he is seen and realized through the transcendental sound of the Vedas. This is how Brahma realized. He, in the beginning of creation, found nobody around. He was alone in the universe. This is called supreme loneliness. He was the supreme being, the only living entity in the whole planet. And it was jet dark. Talk of austerity, being alone and all that. First living entity in the universe. Of course, he could see in four directions simultaneously. And he meditated very deeply. And then the Lord indicated to him by sound, tapaha, transcendental sound. And taking that cue, he performed austerity. And then, Tene brahma hridayadi kavaye muhyanti yat surayah. From the heart of Brahma, transcendental sound manifested. Krishna spoke to him. That's how the Vedas came into being. So, everywhere it starts with transcendental sound. Anavriti Shabdat, the Vedanta Sutra mentions. So in the beginning, everything came from sound. During creation also you will see in the Bhagavatam description. From sound, subtle sound, everything happened. Then it became more and more gross, gradually. So that original sound is the sound of Vedas, sound of Krishna, the absolute truth. That's why it's called Shabda Brahman. Nada Brahman, Shabda Brahman, they say. That is original sound. So here when Krishna speaks, is the original sound. Very purifying, very powerful. And that same effect we can have now by chanting Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Similarly, the Bhagavad Gita is sound representation of the Lord and there is no difference in identity. That is why in the mornings we chant Bhagavad Gita by hearing transcendental sound of Bhagavad Gita chant. We become purified. And that we have already spoken about. Any question or comment? Yes. Yes. Although we may have difficulty in establishing our connection with Krishna and expressing ourselves in full consciousness, still we do it because we know that is the right thing to do. As per the scripture, as per Guru, as per Acharya, as per Sadhu, Shastra, we do that. At that time we may not be in a full connection, yukta. But still we must do, and that is what is called sadhana. Sadhana means you are not fully connected, but still you are doing. And by doing that, it awakens your consciousness of Krishna, gradually. So whatever consciousness we may be in, we can focus ourselves to the best extent on Krishna, and then gradually that will increase. That is the meaning of sadhana. By our intelligence and by our knowledge, we know what is required. But we can understand, we have paucity, we have a lack of it. And then that makes you pray to Krishna. I am not anybody great. I am nobody. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam vam vishame bhavam budau. Kripaya tava pada pankajastita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. That mood of prayer, that mood of being very meek and humble. When we offer, then that is purification. And then we will actually wake up. We will actually wake up. That is where lies purification. We must be humbly oriented in our prayer to Krishna. Understanding that I am of low consciousness. So when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's mentioned that they held straw in their teeth and they fell down very low in front of Lord Chaitanya. And they started feeling very deeply, not simply externally crying. Very deeply they were feeling and they were speaking because they were very learned and educated. Because of their education they knew that this is very low, the situation I am in. See, Mattulyo nasti papatma na aparaji chakashchana. There is nobody equal to us in performing sinful activities. Mattulyo nasti papatma. Such horrible people we are. Na aparaji chakashchana. In offenses also we are so high, nobody can equal us. See. So, Kim bruve purushottama. You see, parihare api lajje me. I am ashamed to speak of it, of my sinful activities. Parihare api lajje me. Kim bruve purushottama. What I can tell you, how I can tell you my sinful activity and my low class behavior and my feeling of, you know, deep emotion about this. So this is the way they submitted themselves. And they were telling we are lower than Jagai and Madai because Jagai and Madai did not work for Muslims like us. They were only sinful, but we are so offensive. because we work for a Muslim who is a cow eater and we have done service for him. So we are worse than Jagai and Malai. In this way they were reasoning it and petitioning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that both of you do not give me this prayer, stop it. It breaks my heart. You see. Dhainya chada tumi, tumare dhainya fate mora mana. It breaks my heart. Do not speak. Because Lord Chaitanya knew they were very humble and very genuine. Then he gave them new names, Rupa and Sanatana. So whatever position we may be, one thing we can do by exercise of our free will is to be genuinely sincere and humble in offering our prayers. That will give us progress. We are what we are. But the worst part is thinking that I am already great. I am already a pretty good devotee. I've been chanting Hare Krishna for now 4 years, regularly attending this thing and this thing. I am, I think, getting advanced slowly. I can see it. Certain things are happening to me which did not happen before. I can see some sparkles coming whenever I look here and there. Maybe other people are also seeing it around my head. There may be a halo. I don't know, maybe. Maybe, you know, Prabhupada, these are the things, like mundane mind things. Who is he? He's just joined yesterday. I am advanced. He got initiated just now. Hey, come here. No Prabhu and all that. Haribol. The internal attitude, it is very difficult. Externally will be Prabhu, Hare Krishna. But the internal climate, who can stop it? We never know. That is why to consistently offer obeisances. Namaha. Everything of mine is yours. Nothing belongs to me. Is the meaning of obeisance. Namaskar. Na mama. Nothing for me. Everything of mine is yours. That is namaskar. Next time you will be very careful about it. Because if the other person understands what you are doing, he will say, okay, please sign up for everything. This is the meaning of obeisances. That's why Narada Muni is paying obeisances. Obeisances means nothing with me, most servile and low. I touch the floor and I touch your feet. I am very low. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami were having that feeling when they were bowing down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With great feeling. When we offer our obeisances to the deities, to Prabhupada, to Guru, to Vaishnavas, we have to cultivate that prayer deep inside. And offer our obeisances with feeling. And that is what they're doing. That's what Narada Muni is doing. The feeling is offering his obeisances to Krishna. The feeling of gratitude. It precedes your obeisances. Otherwise, it will be a mechanical obeisance. Oh, I have to pay obeisances now. Like that. Krishna, watch me, I am paying obeisances. Please, take note of it. Note down in your diary. I am offering obeisances. When we see the Vaishnava, we wait for the Vaishnava to see us and then we obey obeisances. I'm paying obeisances. You watch, I want to register with you, I'm paying obeisances. In this way, we want to take note in a different way. Of course, even that is good. Even that is very good. But out of our own feeling of wanting to be purified, we must offer ourselves, be humble. I hope that answers that question. It's a pretty long answer. Any other question? Yes? since you are very determined to preach to the ungrateful person. That's a good quality itself. And you want to know how to crack open and get inside ungrateful person. So we have to make him understand what gratefulness is. So most of the time we have to consistently offer ourselves in preaching. It's very difficult. It's very difficult sometimes. Sometimes people really keep on speaking things very negatively, very ungratefully. But our business is to, irrespective of whether they are grateful or ungrateful, to continue to be representatives and salesmen of the Lord. We are selling a commodity, not our sales is not an ordinary sale. A commodity doesn't belong to us. And we are not fruitive in that. So, it's Krishna's order to present this. It's Prabhupada's order that we should all do it. So sometimes you have to switch ourselves. People in this world are ungrateful. That doesn't matter. I will anyway continue to serve. Because I am doing Krishna's service. Whether I am recognized and praised or encouraged for it or not, I should be a conduit for Krishna's mercy to go. So with that feeling, we just serve. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a very good analogy. He said, this world is a lunatic asylum. Everybody is mad. And he said, in the asylum, the doctor comes to give injection to the mad fellows. When he comes to give them injection, which is supposed to be good for them, they assault him. They attack him. Because they are mad. Oh, they get on top of him and jump on him and try to strangle him and everything. He holds them out, and then in spite of them getting attacked, he holds them and gives them injection. He doesn't take them seriously because they are mad. They are mad. So, he continues to do his service for them. Same way, in the lunatic asylum of the world, people sometimes are very ungrateful. And that is part of their madness. If we take that into account, we'll also become mad. Isn't it? What's the difference between the mad fellow coming in front of you and assaulting you, if you also turn around and start assaulting him? He does not know what he's doing. So you will become doubly offensive, knowingly you assault him, and he is unknowingly assaulting you. You will become worse, implicated. So this requires great patience, that in spite of being ungrateful, we just continue to do what we are supposed to. And hope that Krishna's mercy will dawn on him. Sometimes it does. There are a lot of Buddha's tales of how, you know, somebody attacks him and he does good for them. Prabhupada was attacked. Story. So many stories of Prabhupada's pastimes. You know, in Bombay, Haridas, he came to steal Prabhupada's watch. He came to see the gold watch of Prabhupada. And then he stole some Cadbury's chocolate. And Prabhupada, he noticed that, and he went and cooked halwa for him and said, you eat this sweet, don't eat from outside. He personally cooked for him. He's determinedly wanting to give him mercy. Don't eat Cadbury's chocolate. He cooked sweet and said, offer to the Lord and give him, eat this. So he wanted to give him a taste of prasadam so that he'll give up. Same way, consistently, sometimes we are faced, in our sadhana stage, when we are faced with ungrateful people, I take it as Krishna is coming to purify you in the form of putting this person in front of you. That you have something to gain by doing this service, some purification you will gain. That's why Krishna has put him in front of you. He wants to utilize you to preach to him. At the same time, in result, you will get purified. Two things will happen. So, you just take it as part of your sadhana to preach If it becomes too difficult, then you can go to your mentor, your authority, and say, this is what is happening, and see how you could make adjustments and changes. Otherwise, this would be the better attitude. Ungratefulness is quite common. Sometimes you are forced to avoid such people so that we can keep our own spirit up. Otherwise we'll get lost. So we make that adjustment, we keep away, and then we come back after we have this thing and again preach to the person. If necessary. Okay? Right. Of course the simple answer is avoid them. But I'm saying you could take advantage. Purify yourself. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.